Hey, this is Ken Watmore with 1615 TV, the GC Media Project. Thanks for tuning in today. I wanted you to hear an interview we just got, really the honor of doing. It was with Jimmy Needham and Kelly Needham and his band. This was an awesome interview, and this guy is truly, truly remarkable from a musician standpoint and just as a follower of Christ and a guy who loves the Lord. He is really concerned with his band and where they're at in their walk with God, as well as what they do as a ministry on stage. It's cool. I'll share a little story. He was telling me, you'll hear it in the interview, about how he used to just try and evangelize to everyone. And that was kind of his ministry before he became Jimmy Needham, who we all love to listen to. And I saw that firsthand one night after one of the shows. Very late at night, we're at a Sonic in Rifle, Colorado, and he's sitting there with this young guy who just happened to sit down with him, and he spent hours and hours and hours just sharing the gospel with him. It was an awesome thing to see with this guy. Truly a great guy, a great friend now. I can assure you that I'm proud to call him my friend, and he is an awesome interview for sure. You're going to enjoy this, so sit back, take a listen to Jimmy Needham, and be sure to keep in contact with us. Communicate with us via email, ken@1615.tv. I always like to hear from you, and keep tuning in to powerplayersradio.com. Hey, this is Ken Watmore with 1615 TV, the GC Media Project in Rifle, Colorado, God Rally Project 2008, and we're sitting outside the hotel with Jimmy Needham. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing dandy. How are you?
Excellent, man. Thanks so much for taking some time out with us and interrupting your schedule. I know you got a lot to do.
No, we're
all
good.
In 5 minutes, and we're trying to take you.
Are we really?
10 miles to go.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, I wanted to pull you aside. I really appreciate you taking the time. And I do want to ask you how a young guy, 22 years old, about to be 23 in 2 months, gets to be where you're at right now, man.
Yeah.
Your music is really blowing up, I guess is the word to use, or the words on all over the Christian radio. And I want to find out how you, at your age, gets to be at that point. Can you tell us that?
Sure. Well, it wasn't anything that I really pursued. I started writing music late in high school, early college, but I never had any real intent of pursuing it as a career necessarily. I was studying history and philosophy in school, which got me where I am right now. I don't know why I studied that, actually, in hindsight. Anyways, I wrote some songs, like I said, and I had some roommates that were playing shows at coffee houses, so I was doing opening stuff for them. I would play, a 20-minute set before they went on. But really, my big concern with getting started with all this was my pride. I told, you know, several people no to wanting to pursue this career full time, just because I knew that the inclination of my heart was to be prideful. If I was put on the stage, so if this thing was going to happen, it had to be all God. And and sure enough, one day my dad came and saw one of the little coffeehouse concerts, and he afterwards came up to me and was like, "Hey, I feel like you have what it takes, and I want to fund a record for you." So he put up all the money to make a 12-song CD, just an independent thing. And that came out August 05. It wasn't 2 months later, and I got a call from the president of Impop Records, who said he wanted to talk about flying down to Houston from Nashville to sign me as an artist, which is just, it was ridiculous for me to hear, because, you know, I'm a sophomore in college, you know, barely passing Italian, and this guy's calling me to want to sign me. So it was totally a God thing, and now, I mean, it's 2-3 years later, and I'm working on my second project under Impop Records, about to come out in August, and it's just a real trip, but I'm really grateful, because God was the one that did it, so.
Cool. Are we hearing anything from this new record now, or is it all brand new stuff that we won't hear yet?
Tonight?
Yeah. What about tonight? I meant on the radio, but yeah.
Oh,
tonight.
Well, on the radio, we have one song out now called A Breath or Two, which is just, it was written during the really busy season in my life at being in school, full time, just newly married, and on the road every weekend, and just going, man, God, I would really like to take a pause, a rest in you. That one we just released a couple weeks ago. We got a new one coming out in July called Hurricane, and it's just about God breaking me down. And tonight will be will be primarily new songs. We'll play some of the old ones. It's actually really nice to get on stage and not play the same 11 songs I've been playing for 3 or 4 years.
Fence
so
Rider.
Yeah, so that but I will be playing like Fence Riders and Lost at Sea and yeah.
I guess you kind of have to play those kind of songs.
Yeah, sure. If people like yeah, cuz you know, you don't want to get on stage and they're like, "Who are you?" Yeah. Then you play the song and they're like, "Oh, you're that guy."
You know, it's funny. I shared with you that I used to play guitar, and I remember I was playing on the street in Key West, Florida. And one of those things that people always ask you to play down there is, you know, Margaritaville, Free Bird, and Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
In that secular world of music. And you get sick of that. So I can only imagine when it's one of your songs and it's off the charts, you know, like Fence Rider.
Right.
You know, it's got to be nuts. Everybody's always asking you to play that song.
Actually, all we play is Margaritaville.
Oh, so. Really?
Is that weird?
Dude, it's cool. That's because
we I'm open there. And close every
can
show
I come
with
up
that.
And play with you?
Yeah, dude.
Awesome.
I gotta get. I'm a lefty though, so.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. I'm a righty. We can stand next to each other.
Yeah. Oh, like a butterfly.
Yeah. I'll get mini tramps.
That's awesome.
That's another band.
Okay.
Sorry. Hey, let me ask you this, man. Tell me about your walk with Christ. How does He take you where you are now? I mean, obviously, you identified early on that you might struggle with pride if you got in that position.
Sure.
So I'm going to guess that your relationship with Christ had to be pretty strong at that point, or it wouldn't even be a concern for you.
Sure.
So tell me, where do you meet Christ in your life? Where do you get on your knees and go through your place that you got to go through to come to Him?
Man, I'm at a really cool place walking with God right now. He's been teaching me a whole lot of stuff, which is a lot of the reason for this new record. I was in a place early on with the first record where I was seeing, and you can hear it all through the first record, which is called Speak. It's this running theme of going, are we as a people, the believers in this world, are we as believers concerned with holiness anymore? Because I was in college looking around, we were witnessing every Thursday night at the bars at my university, and I mean, 80% of the people we talked to that were hammered out of their mind were professing Christians. And so I'm in this culture where I'm going, man, does anyone care about walking the walk of Christ anymore? You know, and so a lot of songs were birthed out of that, like the song Fence Riders and the song Speak, which is all about evangelism, being bold to share our faith. And yet, in the midst of that, God began to expose some darker parts of my heart in that. He basically said something like this to me, Jimmy, I know that you have a lot of zeal for me. I mean, it's evident in what you're doing, and I know you're passionate. I was like a Vangeman, dude. I mean, I wouldn't leave a Walmart if I didn't talk to like every cashier. And if I did, if I did leave and didn't talk to them, I'd feel like really guilty. So I was in this like kind of almost prison in myself a little bit. And God got me to the place where He's like, you know what? You have a lot of zeal, but you're just lacking love. You're lacking love for people and love for me. And so this new record is kind of a completing of the sentence of the first record. I'm dealing a lot with receiving God's love, because I believe I'm a believer in the idea that you can't give what you don't have. And so this record deals a lot with, God, help me to receive your love and forgiveness so I can give that to a lost and dying world. And so I literally, just like I said, wanted to complete the sentence of the last one. So the first CD was called Speak, and this one's called Not Without Love, as if to say speak, but not without love. And so God has really got me in a neat place of growth right now.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you saying that, actually, because a lot of times I feel that people miss out on the purest simplicity of His love. And, you know, being a father with little kids, I'm witness to that a lot, because you look at a kid who's reliant on you and, you know, they can do nothing but receive your love, and they can do nothing but give it back to you, too.
Right.
And it's that pure, and Christ speaks to that point, you know, to us for sure. And I appreciate hearing you say that, especially, you know, being such a young guy. You obviously have a lengthy walk with the Lord, and He's putting you in some unique spots. And so, so thanks for sharing that for sure. Where does it go from here? I mean, have you stopped and thought about, all right, man, I'm on the road, and I don't mean the road physically. I mean, you know, using the road as an example, you're on your way up the ladder. You're down the road. You're, you know, climbing, and you're top of the charts, and everything happens for Jimmy Needham. And 5 years from now, what does that mean? Where are you at then? Have you stopped to think about that, or are you just taking it as it comes?
Oh, man, it's a daily battle for me to go charts, CD sales, sound scans, tours, they are absolutely vacant and they mean nothing. I mean, it is so the opposite purpose of what I'm out here to accomplish to be caught up in that. And yet I find myself being drawn to going, where am I on the charts, you know? But it means nothing. It's meaningless. And success is being able to clearly articulate the gospel to people at my shows and through my records. If I can do that and get people hearing the actual biblical gospel instead of what I think we're getting fed a lot today in America that isn't the gospel, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. And so 5 years from now, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm doing it in this venue of music or if I'm a janitor at a school who's talking to the kids there. If I'm accomplishing the purpose of being what the Bible calls an ambassador of Christ, this career doesn't mean anything. I'm going to walk off the planet and stand before God, and he's not going to ask me a thing about, you know, how many records I sold, you know, or how hot my song was on the charts. So hopefully 5 years from now, I'll be able to say whether I'm still doing this or whether God's called me to something else, I'm still doing the exact same thing I was. It's just a new avenue. So
yeah, that's good, man. I think if you were a janitor, you'd be a... You ever hear janitors sing in high school? You know, no. Walk around, they clank the keys and sing.
Sure.
You'd be a singing janitor.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the kids would hate me.
Absolutely. You know, I kid with you about that kind of stuff, because we're having a good time out here, and I kid about your singing, but man, you got a great voice.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah, God, you really have a clear, crisp voice. I can't. Did you, as a kid, you know, I think you shared with me that you did a little Christian theater.
It wasn't Christian. Road. There was nothing Christian about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. It was just musical theater.
We did
We did Shakespeare, and we did, you know, musicals like Anything Goes and all that stuff. I don't know why I'm doing this. But that was just kind of my thing. I used to...